Hey, welcome to Athlete on Fire. I'm Scott Jones, your host. It's June 1st, 2017. If for some reason you listen to this in 2019 and you're wondering what was going on June 1st, 2017, the best pop culture thing, the NBA Finals are about to start. LeBron James is going for his second with the Cleveland Cavaliers against the heavily favored Golden State Warriors, and we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit during the show. In the future, but not today. Athlete on Fire is all about bridging the gap between amazing athletes and the rest of us, and really just general people, like people doing things in the world of sport and athletics and performance. It can be as specific as a professional athlete and as general as someone who just ran their first ultra who has a normal 9-to-5. It doesn't matter. We're just trying to learn from people, learn from experiences. I guess hopefully I'm here to teach you a little bit as well. The original Athlete on Fire was my dad, who passed away on October 7th of 2016. Still surreal to say that. But he was. He instilled everything that it meant to be an athlete, to work hard, to try to master something, whether it's athletics or academics or anything else, and to just play your whole life. Just play. Make a game out of everything. And it's increased, it's improved the quality of my life. I know that for a fact because I live what I consider a pretty fun life, even though there are stresses that everybody has, whether it be money or other things. But you know, I think I figured it out on an interpersonal and a quality of life factor, and that's all thanks to my dad, who was the initial Athlete on Fire. And I'm still bummed to this day. I interviewed him for practice. I was telling him about this new idea I had for a radio show, and I interviewed him in his room out here in Colorado when he lived here, and I cannot find the file. It bums me out to this day. I'm going to find it one of these days, but I just can't find it. So I'm hoping it'll be a pretty treat, a nice little treasure when I do find that thing. You can find more at athleteonfire.com. Our sister site, if you like running a lot, is becomingultra.com. And we're switching up a little bit. So the way we're going to do it, we have five segments today. And these segments are to keep me on task a bit. We're going to keep the show under 11 or 12 minutes. And we're just going to zing through these things. They're things that are interesting to me, the things I'm learning on a day-to-day basis. I think you guys will like this stuff, though. The way my brain works, hopefully it'll lend to an energizing or a short commute or maybe the beginning of a long run or something. So, all right, athlete life. Got to get paid, man. So we're going to talk about the athlete life as I see it, all of the ways I have spent my entrepreneurial career getting people to move from fitness to coaching to event production and marketing, all in the space of athletes. And we're going to talk about how I get paid here and there and what's new. The lifestyle is the second segment, how I maintain what I do to get fit. So I think I'm a good sample of the population on the higher end, people who've competed. You know, I've competed collegially for baseball, but when I got out, I think I'm doing a lot of things that you guys are doing. I'm testing myself with endurance sports. I'm trying different strength and mobility and flexibility routines, and I'm trying it all. I'm doing it all in the name of living an active, high-quality lifestyle, and because I get bored, and I think a lot of you guys get bored. That's why you're listening to shows like this. You're trying to find new ways to do things. So I'm going to use myself as a sample one on that one, and we'll talk about the lifestyle and how I maintain this lifestyle. Number three is the competition. And the competition is about other news out there. So, you know, this is a media company, Athlete on Fire is. It's a resource and it's a coaching company as well. But all in all, we're fighting for eyes and ears of you guys out there. So what caught my eyes, what caught my ears in the news recently? It's going to be pretty simple. It's going to probably have to do with entrepreneurial endeavor or athletic performance endeavor or adventure, travel, stuff like that. That's what I'm interested in. So hopefully you're interested in that as well. So we have a great story that I'm sure you guys have heard, but I'm going to share it anyway. Number four is the team. So who are the people that I'm running into? You know, we're using all these sports metaphors, but who are my potential teammates in the future from networking? Who are the cool people that I'm meeting at events? Who am I working with? And I think that's going to be interesting, just telling stories of the people I'm running into by doing all this stuff. And then lastly, shamefully, I have to say, I'm bringing this back from the dead from about 15, 20 years ago, before the internet was widely used, at least as much as it is today. Basically, do you guys remember Saturday Night Live back in the 90s? Do you guys remember Jack Handy by any chance? Well, if Jack Handy and my lovely mother, Kathy Jones, happened to get together on any given night back in her college days, although that would mean she was cheating on my dad, but just stick with me for a second here. If they happened to get together, this is what would happen. Deep Scots. My first name is Scott. We're going to go with Deep Scots, just the way my brain thinks when it comes to the world of performance and sometimes just the world of what the heck is going through my brain. I've been called weird more times than I care to share with you guys. I'd be a millionaire if I got a dollar every time I was called weird. But you know what? I don't really share that when I'm interviewing strangers on a podcast where being professional is sometimes important. So I'm going to share a little bit of the darker side of my crazy mind. All right, so the athlete life. Got to get paid, man. So what I'm going to talk about today is just a contract we just filled. Me and one of my really good friends, Thal Woods, we partner up on a lot of the performance and strength coaching out here for mostly youth athletes. And today was pretty exciting. We closed up with a high school. I'm not going to give you guys the name of the high school just yet because it's not public yet, but we closed up a contract to do all the strength and performance training for the high school. So what that means is we're going to be doing all the programming, a lot of the coaching, a lot of the contracting out of coaching below us because there are going to be a lot of kids. And we get to impact a whole high school, the whole high school's athletic teams, periodizing all of their performance and strength needs. It's going to be a big project. But it's going to be pretty cool. And if you guys are wondering how something like that happens, Thal, this time I got to give it to Thal. He was really networked up. He was looking for opportunities like this. And we sat down with them. We listened to what their needs were. They're not a huge school, even though they're right in downtown Denver. But they do have some needs, and they do have some goals that are a little higher than a lot of the other high schools in the area. They are willing to pay for and bring in a team, a company in this case, me and Thal's company, to contract out and make their strength and performance a little bit more professional, a little bit more, feeling a little bit more like a college prep high school as opposed to just a regular high school that, you know, goes on the internet, finds a few exercises and hopes for the best. So we're excited to bring our professionalism. Both of us, between us, have about 30 years in the industry. We both played Division I sports, and we've both trained a lot of high level athletes. So that, on top of the fact that we're just hungry and we love this industry, is going to be cool. So got to get paid. That's one. How's that work? I'll talk about how it works, but generally, how it's a monthly contract, and we'll get into the numbers a little bit later at a later date. But for now, I'll just say the process to go and get that contract was pretty cool. So that's the athlete life. Got to get paid. So the lifestyle, how do I maintain what I'm doing? So if you guys haven't listened lately, you know, my dad was 62 when he passed away. He was living in West Virginia in a place that he loved in Petersburg, West Virginia. And he had this amazing cabin on the river. My mom lives there still. And it's just a beautiful place. And anyway, he was 62. I've been running a lot lately. I have a podcast that deals specifically with ultra runners. I work with a lot of runners from a client standpoint, and I wanted to go for 100K. I've done 50K before. It wasn't the best experience, but I did have an injury, and I'm going into this thing healthy, and I have three other buddies, my brother-in-law, Jake, one of my best friends, Jeremy, and another really good friend, one of my best friends, too, Jared, and we're all training for the 62-miler, 100K, 62 miles, so that's how I maintain my fitness right now, but I'm always diving in and keeping strength up. I don't want to look like a prototypical marathon runner. I want to look like an athlete, a sprinter, a power athlete for the most part. Even if I can't keep mass on, I just want to look athletic. So what's the last thing I did of any consequence that would be interesting? Me and my buddy, after an event I had, you know, we produce events out here in Colorado. Down at Denver Beer Co., good beer, guys, by the way. Check that out. That place has some really good beer. Anyway, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, during a huge rainstorm, we ran from downtown Denver all the way to the suburb that I live in. It was 20 miles, primarily on cement, and it was a pretty good struggle fest the last 3 miles. So we did it in under 3 hours. No, just under 4 hours. It's pretty bad. But we got sidetracked. There's like 10 new playgrounds with like fitness equipment everywhere. So we're playing on a bunch of playgrounds. We found a golf ball to pass the time, bouncing it back and forth for, I think, 4 miles we did that. So we talked to a horse. We made some videos, just kind of goofy stuff. But yeah, so 20-miler. I have some cool stuff coming up as far as fitness is concerned. And I'll just kind of share what I'm doing on a daily basis. And maybe you guys can relate. Maybe I'll give you guys some new ideas along the way, but the 20 miler the other day was the biggest one lately. All right, so the competition, who is competing for ears and eyes, man? So this is an easy one, and I know you guys have all heard this story, but okay, Killian Jornet, world-class mountain climber, got to the top of Everest, broke a record, 26 and change hours. And I forget the point they start at, but then in 5 days later, he went and almost broke another record for fastest known time. He only missed it by 30 or 40 minutes. And he made it to the top of Everest again, like twice in 5 days, 5 or 6 days, without oxygen, to the summit. Just unbelievable. And the quote that was on, I was reading an article from Gear Junkie, which is kind of a cool site if you're an outdoorsman. But the quote that he left that I just thought was really cool was, I'm so happy to have made it to the summit again. Today I felt good, although it was really windy, so it was hard to move fast. I think summiting Everest twice 1 week without oxygen opens up a new realm of possibilities in alpinism, and I'm really happy to have done it. So go check out that article on Gear Junkie. So I'm giving you guys some, I'm giving Gear Junkie some ears and eyes right there. Pretty cool though. And like I said last time I talked to him, like last week, just go watch a video on YouTube of Killian and you'll get inspired. It's just amazing stuff. All right, so the next segment is the team. Who's the team? Who am I running into out there? Who am I crossing paths with? Who's interesting out there? There's always tons of people that are interesting out there. But I was on a plane the other day, and I thought this was pretty cool. I met this guy. I cannot remember his name. I have it written down somewhere. But he was an attorney for labor law back in North Carolina. And I very rarely talk to people, but I gave him my aisle seat, and I took the middle because he was an older guy, and I thought, you know, when I'm 70, hopefully somebody will give me their middle or their aisle seat. So we started talking and we talked for 3 hours straight, but it wasn't one of those conversations where you're like, man, I just want to take a nap. I just want to watch my iPad or whatever. It was really, really good. The guy, first of all, his brother was an all-conference, all-American cross-country runner for University of North Carolina back in like the 40s or 50s. Crazy. And him and his brother used to run marathons unsupported for fun on bets all the time in North Carolina on those country roads in the middle of nowhere. I don't know if you've driven back east in the country, but just crazy. And the stories he was telling, like they would get 20 miles, realize they didn't have any water and have to drink out of a creek or flag down a car or go to a gas station, drink out of the sink. It was just, that's how they're doing marathons back then. And they were getting them done, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, 4.5 hours. And just the amount of gear and nutrition that we feel that we need now is just hilarious. So tons of cool stories from him. I ended up getting his card. He told me if I needed any business advice or law advice that he would hook me up. And man, that was pretty cool. That doesn't happen very much. So that, you know, that's the team. That could be a potential future teammate. Who knows? And then lastly, I'm almost ashamed to do this, but they're not all going to be weird. Okay, some of them will be normal. And this is Deep Scott's. So here's the thought. Running and endurance sports especially, the game is really, it's inside your head. And one of the reasons that I probably didn't like endurance events or endurance sports when I was growing up, besides the fact that I lived in South Florida and it was oppressive heat, was the fact that there was no feedback in real time. You didn't, you know, you go for a run and you could be running, you know, if you're running for an hour, there's 20 minutes, you're getting no feedback. You're just going through the motions. If I'm taking BP out on the baseball field and I hit a ball every 5 seconds, instantaneously I know if I hit the ball well or not. I know if I hit it solid. I know if I hit it crappy. I know if I missed the ball. I know if I hit a friggin' bomb. Basketball, same thing. Right when you release it, you know if it's going in. And if it doesn't, you know what you did wrong. I mean, go down the line. Soccer, if you kick the ball perfectly and you know the goalie's out of position, you know you're going to score a goal. You get this instant feedback consistently with team sports and even individual sports like tennis what was I using before? Golf, when you know if you hit the ball perfectly. So you're getting this feedback. With running, the only feedback you're getting is as your mental component gets stronger and as your fitness gets stronger. And sometimes to get feedback as a runner, you have to wait 4 weeks. Sometimes you have to wait 6 weeks. Sometimes the feedback is learning how to make time disappear so that it's easier. That's a mental trick. That's happening in your head. Sometimes the feedback is when your fitness gets so much better that your effort on a 10K per mile improves by 3 seconds. 3 seconds over, you know, we're talking about 20 seconds over 6 miles. But that's the feedback that we're looking for. And then sometimes the feedback is just the fact that we have figured out how to trick ourselves into enjoying something that we initially didn't. And that's where I came into the endurance stuff. I came from instant feedback, instant gratification into, okay, I got to run on this road for an hour and a half. I will try that. And it sucked. And I've always been fit. It was just really hard. And I know people who are starting off from maybe a not fit place think that running sucks. Well, it did suck for me. Swimming sucked when I was doing triathlons initially for me. You have to put the time in so that you can adapt and think of how to get through these things. And that is the beauty of endurance sports. And that's why I think as we get older, I'm speaking for myself, and we start diving into things to challenge ourselves. Once again, I'm thinking for myself, I think the cerebral part of it is what's so interesting and what allows so many different body types, so many different fitness levels to go out and try it and figure it out. For me, the thing that I finally figured out that really made it work was running on trails. It felt athletic enough. I was engaged. I was in beautiful places. I had to be agile like I did on the basketball court. Had to be quick sometimes, had to use power like I did on the baseball field sometimes. And it translated over. I could see the comparisons between the sports that I had always loved and the sports that I was trying to enjoy. And that was the thought, you know, maybe the reason that so many people don't like endurance sports right off the bat is it's not what you see. The sport is happening in between your ears, and it's pretty interesting. So hopefully you guys will figure it out if you're interested in it. If you're not interested in it, we talk about this all the time. I was talking with Jason Fitzgerald on the show last week. If you guys were listening to the show, you've got to do what you're passionate about, because you've got to do something that you can consistently put the time into so that you get the feedback and you get the benefits of. And if it's not running, then go figure out how to cycle better. Go figure out how to hit a softball in your league or shoot a hoop. You know, go figure out something else. As long as it's serving your lifestyle and what you want to do, there's no wrong answers on that. All right, so last thing, just to tell you guys an event that is coming up in Colorado. It's the very first live event that I've put on off of any of my online businesses. It's called the Rocky Mountain Trail Camp, and it's hosted by Becoming Ultra. It's up on Guanella Pass at Tumbling River Ranch up here in Colorado at about 9,300 feet of elevation. Prices go up on June 4th, which is a Sunday, so they go up $50. So if you are interested, it's a good time to book it. It's going to be 3 or 4 days from Thursday afternoon until Sunday morning of running and camaraderie and beer. They have a bar on site and hot heated pools and Pilates and yoga and presentations by world-class coaches. And I was just up there yesterday with my two little boys, and we ran one of the trails that we're going to be running. It's freaking pristine. Everything's green. The water's flowing. That time of year, it's going to be nice and cool in the mornings and nice and perfect in the afternoons. And I just want to let you guys know about it. You can go to becomingultra.com. Check out Rocky Mountain Trail Camp. It's on the top menu. And if you love running or you want to love running, this would be a good place to get started. So that's it for today, guys. Athlete on Fire. I'm Scott Jones, your host. I'll be back soon, sooner than usual. Hope you guys enjoy the format.